together. Come on.
While I pray, no matter.
Come on, somebody. Y'all holler at your boy this morning, Eastern Standard Time here in the United States of America. All the time, he is good. Amen. God bless you all. Amen. I want to just speak to those this morning. As a matter of fact, we want to speak to everybody. But those that are, you know that they are not willing to give up. They constantly in the fight. Like the men of God say, I got joy in my soul. God is in control. Amen. The devil is trying to be on my back. But guess what? You best believe that this means war. Amen. I thank God for each and every one of you. Special, my God, shout out to all the ones that refuse to give up in the midst of this pandemic or in the midst of the circumstances that you might be in your life, but you just said it to yourself, you know what, I refuse to give up. I just thank God for each and every one of you are true believers. Just keep on pressing on. Amen. We just give a shout out to our families and friends that is tuning in with us internationally. We thank God for Norway. We thank God for Fiji. We thank God, my God, for United Kingdom and South Africa. What's up, my brothers? My God, we thank God for you all as well. God is good all the time. God is good. Amen. I want you to know something, that no matter what the day might bring to you, no matter what things might bring to you, you better take a look at your life. I'm pretty sure that your life is better than where it's at, my God, right now, than it was a couple of years ago. So, my God, you might not have what you want, but you best to believe it's on its way. Amen? Amen. It's that sometimes we don't recognize where the place that we at, the better place, the better soil, the better area. Amen. Even though your start, my God, is not your ending, but you best believe you are in a better place. Amen. You are in a better place. You know something, First Lady, I think about this here, like a flower is getting replanted, or a flower is just going into another location. Amen. It got to start all over from its surroundings, retaking the nutrients, relearn the soil and all this kind of stuff in another place and whatever. You know, it got to restart everything. But guess what? Amen. Once to get the hang of it, once to learn, once to begin to tap in, it realized that it's bigger here. I could grow as bigger I want to grow. My God, it's better here. Amen. The sunlight is better. Sometimes, people of God, we can get stuck in our own situation, our own life, then where God began to reposition us. We don't realize how much we've been blessed, amen, because we've been trapped into a state, or we've been in a position for so long, and we just learned how to survive in that area. And when God said, I got better for you, and you trying to figure out what is the better, because he took me from one place of dirt, put me into another place of dirt. But this dirt got better nutrients. You could grow even bigger. Your branches could grow even wider. I declare and decree in the name of Jesus, you are not going to rebuke the different things that is in your life that are going to help you, my God, finish strong. Amen. It's going to finish strong. We just give God the glory. Once again, we just thank him. We thank God for you all tuning in. My God Almighty, this morning, Eastern Standard Time, we just thank God for you all for choosing us for your social media, my God, church family. Amen. We're going to keep on keeping on and keep on pressing on. I know many of you say, well, my God, why y'all ain't in y'all building, or why you ain't doing nothing yet? Baby, let me tell you, I can care less what anybody else doing. Until the Lord say, son, go head on. My God, am I? I'm not saying other people. I'm not hearing from God. I'm not saying other people are not believing God or don't have that faith. But what I am saying, God has told me, amen, and my God Almighty, and we're going to keep on doing what we're keeping on doing, amen. God bless you all. We just thank you all once again. Listen, let's get ready to get into our broadcast, amen, for you all to join this day at family time, family day, amen. I just need two people to go ahead and plug in so we can get our prayer grid ready to go on. I welcome for our very own mother, she can press one, amen. Then our very own evangelist elect, she can press one so we can get our prayer in right after that, amen. And we just want to keep on keeping on, amen. We just thank God for you all once again, amen. Keep on pressing on, you keeping on, keeping on. You ain't throwing in a towel. I know at times they get weary. Let me tell you something. Even when true blessings of God comes in your life, let me tell you something. My God, to manage it, to mature it, to grow it, amen. It can get a little weary at times, but the race is not given to the swift or the strong, but he that endureth. Y'all, come on, church people. Y'all know to the end. Come on, my Bible scholar. We're going to bring our very own mother, OG, for our welcome. God bless you, Mother Helen.
God bless you too, Apostle. Hey, God is our refuge and our strength and a very present help in a time of trouble. On behalf of Apostle Temple Spencer, the Queen of the House, Lady Elect Lakeisha Spencer, the entire ADM family, we welcome you, our international visitors, United States of America, our local visitors. We just welcome you. We want you to sit back, relax, and get ready to hear a rhema of words from God. And again, I say, you are welcome. God bless you. Back in your hands, Apostle.
Amen. Thank you, Mother, for that slice of Sunday morning. Smell good, apple pie, all that good stuff on the grill in that welcome. Amen. On the grill, yeah, personally, forgive me, you know, flavor barbecue all in my soul. I mean, in the oven, y'all. Y'all just keep me up in prayer. It's all good. Amen. All good. We thank God for that welcome. Amen. And we just thank God for each and every one of you. I'm telling you, it is a blessing and always a blessing. Amen. For we could come to the table and commune with you. Amen. My God, let's go ahead and get the broadcast. Go ahead and begin. Amen. We're going to go ahead and bring on our evangelist elect and go ahead and pray for us this hour. My God, I thank God. Somebody say, my God, somebody pray for me. I just thank God. My God, I was on their mind so they could pray for me. God bless you, evangelist elect.
God bless you, Apostle Temple, First Lady Spencer, and everybody that's under the sound of my voice. I thank God, too, that somebody prayed for me. And that's why we are coming up to you this morning, Father God, just to say thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father, our creator. Thank you, Father, our healer. Thank you, Father, our savior, our deliverer, Father God. We thank you, Lord, because you're our everything, Father God. Lord, as we come to you this morning, Father God, with humble hearts, Father God, in a place, Lord Jesus, of peace and serenity, Father God, we just ask you, Lord, to allow your Holy Spirit to have your way, Father God. Touch each and every last one of our minds, Father God. Lord, touch our hearts on this morning, Father God. Lord, allow your Holy Spirit, Father God, to just resonate through us, Father God. Lord, we just ask you, Father, to anything, Lord, that's not of you on this morning, Father God, just take it out, Lord Jesus. Father, we ask you to replace it, Father God, with love, Father, peace, love, Father, joy, Father God, happiness, Lord. Lord, give us the strength, Father God, to persevere, Father God, to endure, Father God. Lord, give us the protection, Lord Jesus, to fight out anything, Lord Jesus, to allow us to come into your bosom, Father God, your safety place, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father, for being our refuge on this morning, Father God. We thank you, Father, for being the Father that woke us up this morning, Lord, that started us on our way, Father. Father God, with a new mind, Father God, with a chance, Father God, to do things all over again, Father God. Lord, we just ask you, Lord, to continue, Father, to spread your mercy and your grace across this land, Father God. We just ask you, Father God, to continue, Lord, to let us not faint, Father God. Let us not be weary, Father God, but to soar like eagles, Father God. Lord, we ask you, Father God, to just take the chaos right now, Father God, this hour, Father God, and move it out of the way, Lord Jesus, so your rhema word can come forth, Father God, where there would be no confusion, Father God. There would be no uncertainty, Father God, but the truth and adulterated word, Father God, will come forth, Lord. We ask you, Father God, to continue to pour in to the man of God, Lord Jesus. Continue to use him, Father. Use him, Lord, like you've never done before, Father God. Lord, we ask you, Lord, to keep his cup running over, Father God. Lord Jesus, we ask you, Lord, to keep visiting him in the wee hours of the morning, Father God. Lord, we thank you, Father God, for his obedience, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for his long suffering, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for his patience, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for his loving kindness, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for answering, for him answering the calling, Father God. Lord Jesus, we ask you, Lord Jesus, to open up the airways this morning, Father God. It's somebody, Lord Jesus, that need a word, Father God. It's somebody, Lord Jesus, that need a healing, Father God. It's somebody, Lord Jesus, that need a deliverance, Lord. It's somebody, Lord Jesus, that needs your extra love, Lord. Somebody this morning, Father God, needs your rod of correction, Lord Jesus. Father, we say have your way, Lord, as we surrender all to you right now. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Have your way, Holy Spirit. We are coming to you, Lord, withholding nothing, Lord. And we ask you to do the same, Lord. Pour it down, Father God. Let your consuming fire, Lord Jesus, lead us and guide us, Father God. Let your consuming fire, Lord Jesus, just take over the airway, Father God. In Jesus' mighty name, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, Lord. We pray on this beautiful Sunday morning. We just thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the food that you are giving us on this morning, Lord. We thank you for the drink that you are giving us on this morning, Lord Jesus. We will be thirsty no more. In the name of Jesus, we send this prayer up to you right now, Lord. Knowing, Father, that you've heard it, Lord Jesus, and your Holy Spirit will allow the word of God to manifest on today. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. We just praise God for that prayer. Amen. We just thank God. Amen, for what he is doing. Thank God. We just thank God for vengeance, for giving us that prayer. Like the songwriter say, we have to press past the moment. We have to press past circumstances. We have to press past the issue. And I declare and decree, my God, this morning, that you're going to keep pressing past whatever circumstances or whatever things that transpire in your life, because the race is not given to the swift or the strong, but he that endure to the end. Is there anybody this morning just constantly pressing? Is there anybody this morning is constantly pushing? Is there anybody this morning just saying, you know what? I refuse to allow myself, amen, to get caught up into yesterday, and I'm going to keep pushing towards the mark, or pressing towards the mark of the high calling. I believe and I declare and decree that it is so, amen, that it is in your life, amen. We just constantly give God the glory, and we just thank him for what he is doing. Praise be his holy name. Amen. We're going to go to the announcements. Amen. And we're going to turn it over to our very own First Lady. Amen. For the announcements of the hour. God bless you once again.
Good morning, ABM family. Hope all is well with you all. I just have a few things that I want to present to you. First and foremost, As we mentioned a couple of weeks ago, the end of this week, you can expect your Thanksgiving basket if you have signed up and you have expressed the need for it. We will make sure that you will have your baskets by this Friday. I thought about it, and I spoke with the pastor. We're going to extend. If you have decided that you are still in need, or not decided, if you have discovered that there is a need for Christmas support, please, we've turned in the names on last week. We turned in the names, but we still have a few more slots for your children. So if you know that you want to sign up and you have not signed up, please be sure to send the information to me by today. You can send it through the group chat. It's really simple because it's a confidential chat. You just need to make sure that you include the sizes of your children, their sizes and their ages and their wish list. If you do not include those items, unfortunately, you will not be eligible because we have just opened it up for one day only. If you do not follow instructions, unfortunately, we will not be able to submit your information. So, again, we would need that your children's ages, their sizes, and their wish list. So if a part of their wish list does not include clothes, we do not need their sizes. But if they want, they're wanting clothes or shoes, we would definitely need their sizes. So if you want to go ahead and send in those names, please do so by today. After today, it will close after today. We will not be able to accommodate any more families for Christmas. And again, the Thanksgiving baskets will get to you by this Friday. I also wanted to remind you all that we still want you to do your check-ins on Monday. We realize that there's so much going on. We're busy. We have a lot on our plate, and some of us in a place where we just don't know what to do. We're just stuck, and I get it. This is a different kind of year. We only have 47 days left of 2020, and this has been a challenging year. But we've been committed to praying and staying together as a family, and we want you all to continue to stay encouraged. And a lot of times, just a phone call will make a difference. Just someone reaching out or sending a text message, it would definitely just turn your whole situation around. So I want you all to just be mindful to check in on tomorrow. Just let everyone know that you're doing okay. And be reminded to reach out to someone that you probably have not heard from in a while, because they probably need to hear from you. And they're probably, your call will probably make a difference in their lives. I want to be sure that we have not missed any November birthdays. So if we have missed your birthday in November, please also send a text and just let us know that we've missed your birthday or your birthday is coming up. We still have a couple of weeks left in November. And I believe I have most of the December birthdays, but if your birthday is in December or if your children's birthday is in December, just let me know, because I do not want to forget anyone. As always, we want to encourage you all to continue to tune in on Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. with Evangelist Shanita Ponton and Minister Shakita and Minister-elect Monica, and then also our very own Apostle. They are on fire every day, 7 a.m. They don't miss a beat. It is something that you definitely want to set your alarm to be a part of. And, of course, the Empowering in the Word at 8 p.m. on Mondays. Be sure to tune in. I believe they close the lines a little bit after 8, but make sure that you get in on time. And I believe that's it for me. I'm going to step out of the way and turn it back over to the Apostle. But remember, stay encouraged. And just continue to press on. We have 47 days left of this year. but we're going to continue to stay encouraged as a family. We love you, ADM. Back in the hands of the apostle.
God bless you all again. Once again, just stay encouraged. Amen. Please tune in throughout the week. Amen. For your soul could be blessed, for you could stay connected and stay still. I think First Lady had another announcement. Amen. Hold on, son. Hold on, everybody.
Yes, I just got a message. I want to give a birthday shout out to our very own Sister Tammy, all the way in New York City. Her birthday was November the 4th. Happy birthday, Sister Tammy. You are definitely someone who has made an impact. You are faithfully serving, and we pray that the hands of the Lord continue to hover over you, and your basket will never empty. We love you, Sister Tammy, and happy birthday again.
God bless you, Sister Tammy. Amen. Can y'all believe she don't shut us? She don't let us know. Usually, Sister Tammy be conservative, don't have a little fear, but she don't came down and just say, "Hey, y'all, amen." Thank you, Sister Tammy. Thank you for the growth. Amen. God bless you. Amen. It's a blessing. Amen. And we just bless God for each and every one of you. Amen. And it's always a blessing. And God is good all the time. And God is good. Amen. Like the songwriter said, my God, in the morning, it will be all over. In the morning, Pastor shared this. Oh my God, I shared this message. Oh my God, a couple of Sundays ago, if I can think of it, amen. That listen, I'm not worrying about what the night is. I'm always trying to find that morning, amen. Long as you find that morning, amen. Because joy comes in the morning. If I got to go to another country, in another state where the sun is coming up, baby, do what you got to do and stay in that place where the morning is always shining, amen. I want to share this message with you all this morning. And pastors are not going to be on long. I'm going to hit, quit it, and move on and keep on and keeping on and keeping on. Amen. I just said something right then. I don't even have a clue what I just said. Amen. But nevertheless, we just thank God. Amen. I was, my God, yesterday as we was begin to close for the final day to work. Amen. And I was just shooting the breeze. I was shooting a breeze with a couple of members, and we just shooting a breeze and talking, amen. And a lot of times I tell people, you know, a lot of times, you know, when God has a message, he'll just download it, he'll give you something. Sometimes it comes out in the midst of conversation to where you don't even be thinking about it until the Holy Ghost bring it back to your recollecting, amen, to your remembrance. My God. And a lot of times, pretty much 80% of the time, God does me like that a lot. Amen. Because we constantly trying to be productive in the things of the Lord, and we hold our own self accountable of the things that God give us and teach us and begin to relay. Even though we're relaying it to you all, we have to implement it first in our own life. Amen. And we hold ourselves to a high standard, so to accountability, to where it just calls our life to be very busy. And we are not complaining. We just thank God because it's busy, busy in a positive of a good sense. Amen. And a lot of times God recognized that. And this is why I tell people, you don't have no excuses why, amen, that you cannot bring forth the message. Can't use that excuse that your life is too busy. I got too much going on. I'm too tired. God always find a way. One thing about God, he is a very wise individual. He already know where your current situation or where you at, or he know how much that you can bear. I know the Bible declares that he will not put too much on me than I could bear. True enough, but God knows, amen. But a lot of times we will limitate ourselves of the capacity that we could carry. I declare and decree that you will not limit yourself of the capacity that you could carry. And it's because we have not been stretched or been pushed to certain capacities in our life, and we've realized, or we kind of limit ourselves or cripple ourselves, that we are not able to contain that capacity. So fear comes in. Fear comes in the midst of me trying to step out, miss me trying to do different things. Fear comes in with the body. You won't believe how many people in the body of Christ have that fear. They have that fear, you know, because of whatever circumstances. They can look at their situation financially. They can look at their health. They can look at their age. And they will come, and the spirit of fear will gravitate them, my God, for they
for their movement or production or doing things, my God, in their life. So fear comes in to take over. But nevertheless, God does not have any excuses why we cannot do things or why we cannot continue to move, regardless of what. Amen. One thing of the conversation, I was just tripping out and doing different things and share something with them. Amen. To where I love to use a sense of humor. Once we don't settle down and business got dealt with and business done been dealt with, and it's good to use a sense of humor, amen, just to have fun and all that kind of stuff there, amen. And one thing that I share, you know, by, you know, individuals about summoning, about pastor preaching and stuff, and I'm like, listen, pastor ain't going nowhere like that. People, churches, and preaching in this thing here, amen. My God, unless God really done dealt with them. And I said something, you know, I said, I wouldn't care if the enemy tell me, I think it was, don't go, you know, I'm gonna take him up on this one and say the enemy is not lying. If the enemy said don't go, I ain't going, amen. And I took him up and I, you know, just chuckling and laughing and just go ahead on. And one of the ones looked at me and cut his eye like, pastor, you know what you're saying? And I was like, yeah, I'm just going, just cracking up, amen. But as soon as I got out the door, heading to my truck and get it to the door, the Holy Spirit quickened me. He said, son, that's a message that was me speaking, and that was a message that God wants you to teach and begin to speak on today of a season that we're going to go in. It's going to be a short period of a season that we're going to go in. And the season is, you know, that the enemy would deceive individuals, amen, to make them do the opposite, amen, that he know that they're going to be programmed or they going to do. What do you mean? Now, this is what it means. I had to come home and meditate and get into that and make sure all the contact and everything right, scripture go along with it. You can begin to find out what different things that God is saying. And I love when the Spirit of the Lord speaks to me, I love to jump right into the scripture because he always back it up with the word of God. Amen. Other words is like this here. If the enemy tell me don't go, I'm going to go. Y'all about to hear me. We programmed to do the opposite what the enemy says. Now, the enemy, he is a strategist. You got to understand that. He is a strategist. He loves to strategize, especially against the saints of God. He loves to use their knowledge, their tools, their weapons against them. I call it like the spirit of lupus, amen, like a disease of lupus in the spirit, because that's what that disease does. It begins to attack your body against yourself, amen. And it begins to cause offsets in different areas in your body. Well, the enemy is like a strategist, amen. He'll begin, you realize what the enemy said, and we'll do the opposite. We already programmed by church to do that, amen, to do the opposite what the enemy says, amen. But the Bible declares that the enemy is the father of what? All lies. You got to understand something. A liar, a good liar, they don't just tell lies. A good liar has some truth in with their lies. Amen. You got to understand that. A good liar, amen, we already know from the government situation, amen. A lot of times, amen, they'll say something, they got partial of it correctly, but they got a whole list up under that, amen, because who's going to keep listening to false information, amen? But got to be a little mix of something up in there, amen, to make it true. Now watch this. The enemy begin to give you something for you could do, or it knows you're gonna do the opposite. So other words, what he wants you to do, he will tell you, my God, to do it, because now he know that you're gonna do what? The opposite of what he said. So other words, if the enemy wanted me to go somewhere, just say, if the enemy want me to stay home, and the enemy begin to just say, well, you need to go, you don't need to stay home, you don't need to go that way, you need to stay home. No, well, how am I missing? I'm just jacking it up right now, first lady. The enemy would tell me to go somewhere. So the enemy, if the enemy want me to stay home, it'll begin to tell me, say, hey, you need to go on over there. You need to go over there. You need to go over there. And I say, I rebuke you, Satan. I'm not going nowhere. I'm sitting myself right here. Well, that's what the enemy wants. Strategy. Y'all hear that? Your strategy. Let's go to the word of God. Galatians. Amen. 6th chapter, beginning at the 5th verse, the Bible declares, amen, I'm going to work my way down to where I want to go at, and that's in the 7th verse. Amen. But we're going to start at the, Let's go to the fourth verse. I'm going to go at the fourth verse. Amen. And the Bible begins to declare us, but let each one test his own work. I love how that scripture tests out. Amen. Let each one test his own work. This is business model right there. Amen. I'm not worrying about someone trying to. I'm already fine-tinking my life, fine-tinking my things, or fine-tinking what I need to do. And this is where you don't need to be stuck in one place in your mind or be stuck in a certain area in your life. Amen. You need to make sure you bring tests out for it can meet the approval rate. Amen. I understand that folks say, well, I don't need nobody approval, but God. Well, that's true, but it depends on what you are dealing with. Now, if you are in the business and you need people business, or you need people, amen, to come support you, amen, you want to hear what they have to say. Your test should also be with them as well, because they are the what? Ones that are supporting you, amen. But certain other, well, people got opinion about you, about your life, how you live, how you dress, how you look and all that. Oh well, amen. All I worried about the opinion of God. But let each one test his own work, and the Bible declares, and then his reason to boast will be in himself. In other words, the Bible said it's nothing wrong with once you don't find teach something or you don't test and prove. It's an inward say, thank you, Lord. Amen. We got it right. That's what I'm talking about. That sounds good. Amen. And it's within themselves. In other words, you got to be your own self-encourager. Many people try to worry about somebody encouraging them. Be your own self-encourager. Amen. You done been through the test. You done been through everything. You done been through the mud. You should have gave up. You should have quit. Amen. You done tested your own life. You knew that, my God, as you done walked down certain journeys, that by this time you should have threw in the towel. You should have gave up. You should have walked away from that relationship. You should have walked away for some many things. But at the end of the day, you still in there. Can I speak to somebody this morning? Where my ADM family at? Are you still in the race? Are you still in there? All the hell and high water that came into your life, but through it all, you don't pass through the test, because you could surely say that weeping may endure in my nighttime, but you best to believe I passed the test, because why? Joy is in my morning time. My God, I don't mean a hoop right now, but I felt that one. Amen. Joy is in my morning time. And say, alone and not in his neighbor. It said, watch this, alone and not in his neighbor. I could stay right here, but I really don't want to, and just close it out right there, because this is where I be trying to tell somebody, like Michael Jackson says, I'm the man, looking at my own self in the mirror. You the man, you the woman, looking at your own self in the mirror. I don't need my neighbor to pat me myself on my back. I don't need the recognition that comes. My God, I get in my living room, praise God, all by myself. I get in my own corner, praise God, all by myself. I will thank him, because ain't no one in this world could celebrate your accomplishments other than you. You best believe that. Because why? Because your accomplishments should mean more to you than it means to anybody else. Stop looking for everybody else telling you a good job. Somebody need to tell themselves right now, on the midst of this line, midst of the internet, wherever you listen at, all over the world, and say, I thank God for myself. I thank God for who I am. Because at the end of the day, I'm the one endured sleepless nights. I'm the one that endured depression. I'm the one that endured suicidal. I'm the one that endured variation. I'm the one that endured, my God Almighty, hard comings. My God, I'm the one that endured. So at the end of the day, I have the right to hold my head up and look towards the hill, reach coming my help. I have the right give God the praise. I have the right, my God, to be in my joyful time. I have the right to celebrate who? Celebrate me. You have the right. You have the right to celebrate who? Celebrate yourself. You have the right to celebrate who? Celebrate me. You got so many people got chips on their shoulder. I don't see it all the time. They have chips on the shoulder. They can't stand for somebody else to be someone personality, be all outrageous, because they got their own inner issues within themselves. Baby, don't let nobody influence you, my God, of your celebration. Don't let nobody influence you of your excitement. My God, can somebody tell their own myself. I refuse to let anybody to influence me or my celebration or my glory or my jumping and shouting or my giving God the praise, because you always in a moment to where you got a chip on the shoulder. You got mood swings issues. You one minute, you happy, next minute you got split personality. I don't got time for it, because at the end of the day, I don't been in too many night times. Is there anybody this morning all over the world, you could send us a shout out through the internet, that you just said to yourself, I've been through too many, my God almighty, night situations, and now I don't chase my morning. Now I don't came into my morning. I'm not going to keep my mouth shut, because you got a problem. I don't stun that. I don't stun you. For the joy of the Lord, somebody help me, for the joy of the Lord is my what? Here's my scrim. I got to keep going in here. It says, boast will be in himself alone and not in his neighbor. Amen. It ain't about my neighbor right now. It is me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It ain't my mama, it ain't my sister, it ain't my brother, it ain't my God. Me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Hallelujah. Amen. Number 5 says, for each will have to bear his own load. See, this is what I love right now, my God. And this is what I tell people, my God, it ain't me being selfish when I got to pray for myself. Amen. For the Bible declares, for each will have to bear his own load. This is why I tell your folk, when folks don't told you you've been selfish, you got to pray for somebody else. Baby, sometimes I got to declare and decree over my own life. Sometimes I got to declare what God, my God, declare some things of my own life, because I have my own load to bear. And if I have my own load to bear, my God, I could bear my own blessings as well. I could bear the word. That's why I tell anybody, the most prayers that you need to be, my God, motivated to believe in, it's the prayers that coming out of yourself. Amen. At the end of the day, I know I don't got no hidden agenda. Amen. About what I'm praying for. It's me standing in the midst of this. In the Bible declares, for let each one will have to bear his own load. And the 6th chapter says, watch this. Let the one who is taught the word share all good things with the one who teaches. I love that. That's just testimony. It's all by itself right there. Amen. That's testimony. That means you being getting, you connected to what? The true vine. You are connected to the living vine. And you just come back and you ain't, it ain't all about that. You just come back and say, I applied this, and guess what? My God, my life is being changed. My life is being better for the better. Finances changed. Things in my life has been changed. Amen. But I love the 7th verse. This is where I'm talking about what the enemy in this short season that God began to declare unto us. The 7th verse says, do not be deceived. Uh-oh, watch this. Do not be deceived. What is deceived? Wrong direction, a lie. It's something trying to take you that is not true. Amen. It's trying to manipulate you, sweet talk you, all that. That strategy. Amen. Be not deceived. Something deceiving, amen, be not deceived. In other words, what is told to you, it might not be exactly what is it. You need to look into it a little bit more. You need to dig into it a little bit deeper. And it says, watch this, God is not mocked. He said, God is not mocked. Amen. Other words, mockery. Somebody trying to mock. God ain't mocked. Amen. See, it's a lot of things that come into your life to portray to be God. It's a lot of things come into your life to betray that it is of God. It's a lot of things will come into your life, my God, will sound like it's God. It will move like it's God. But God says, and the Bible declares, be not deceived. Oh, y'all hear me up in here. See, this is where the scripture ties in that. When the enemy, my God almighty, probably try to tell you something, and what he's telling you is the truth. Amen. But he know that you're going to be like, no, I rebuke that. I'm going over here. And the enemy say, well, that's where I wanted to at in the first place. A lot of things, this is where wisdom come in at. Wisdom, I need to search. I need to do a little bit of looking. I'm not going to close it off. I'm not going to shut the door. But I'm going to look a little bit deeper, because it's the reason why God is sharing this with us. Can I tell somebody? It's the reason why God is not saying, the Bible is not declaring to you in the 7th verse, be not deceived. God is not mocked. It's telling you that for a reason. It's the reason why somebody need to go ahead. Well, my God, are we in our church building yet? If we are, somebody just go and tell your neighbor and just say, it's a reason why. It's a reason why. Don't talk to me that. Don't ask me, do I need a peppermint right now? Don't hush me right now and say, I need a fan. saying anything. I want to hear the reason. Watch this. It said, be not deceived. God is not marked. Watch this. It says, for what everyone sows, for what everyone sows, that he or that will he also reap. Now, this is goes in both ways. So, in other words, watch, my God, many of us don't sow so many seeds this year. Many of us, ever since our life been turned around, we've been sowing seeds in the dirt. This back up what the Lord been trying to tell us to get ready for and get ready for your blessed years and your blessed season that we finna get ready to come into. Watch this. It says many of us don't been sowing so many seeds. Many of us don't sow seeds all in our life. But this is what I love. You go back up to the beginning of the scripture. It says, do not be deceived. God is not mocked. Watch this. It says, whatever a man, whatever one soweth. Can I tell you all something? My God, it's already setting the stage to let you know. My God, no matter what the enemy may come in, try to trickery or the enemy come in to do, whatever God said, whatever you put in the ground, that is what's going to come into my life. Can I tell somebody this morning, baby, you already sold finances. Finances, get ready to come into my life. I'm just not saying it because the preacher's saying it. You're not just saying it because somebody's saying it. It's because it's coming to me right now. It's not because, my God, the words coming out of my mouth is air. Baby, I got substance behind the word. Is there anybody this year in the midst of the pandemic, I don't sow something to somewhere in the somebody. I don't sow my peace. I don't sow, my God, sown my happiness. I don't sow my joy. I don't sow what God has for me. Is there anybody this year that could declare and decree that I know that my life is going to be blessed? It's not because, my God, I just got a belief or I'm just in a moment. It's because the life that I live, it speaks for myself. Is there anybody this morning? It says, watch this. It says, for whatever one sows, watch this. And it says, watch this, that will he also reap. Whatever one sows, that he's also reap. Do not be deceived. Do not be deceived. My God, I don't care less what's going on in your life, what going on into your world. You better believe. You better look at it. You better open it up. Amen. Other words, that's strategy. When they're talking about deceiving, they're talking about sowing. It's strategy. The enemy going to tell you, my God Almighty, don't go there. But the enemy wants you to go there. Because why? He wants you to mess up the vineyard. He want to mess up the blessing that he has for you. You got to understand, the enemy works in the small details. He don't want to show you the big detail because you will recognize it. Amen. But I thank God that God placed people around me, around us, my God, to hold us accountable. Amen. I remember the sermon, my God, a couple of Sundays ago, what God, my God, had to deliver me. And I was sharing it about Brother Bernard in the midst of our conversation to where Pastor, my God, be like, no, don't worry about it. No, don't do this. No, don't do that. But in the midst of that conversation, the Holy Ghost quickened me. He said, son, you're messing up the rotation of the instant blessings that comes in your life. Amen. Individuals that has that mindset, even though, amen, what we sin, we feel like it's a good thing. And we want to be a blessing to our brothers. Well, baby, you are being a blessing because in your midst of receiving the blessing that God done laid on somebody's heart to bless you, you are being a blessing to your brother. I just thank God that God can place people around in the midst of your life that will share the Holy Ghost with you. I had a conversation on the yesterday. I had to share with an individual. Amen. And I kept it, my God, what I had for that individual in my pocket because I refuse. Is there anybody, my God, in this season, say, Pastor, I refuse. If you connected with me, you're going to be blessed. If you connected with me, we coming up together. If you connected with me, I'm going to hold you accountable. If you are connected with me, the same blessing that instantaneously move in my life, move in your. Somebody need to say, I'm a walking blessing. My God, goodbye to everybody. Don't walk to a walk, my God, out of your life. Goodbye to everybody, my God, don't want nothing to do with you. Goodbye to everybody, my God Almighty, that got something to say, don't want to be bothered with you because they just don't realize you don't disconnect it from a circulation of blessing, a residual income, my God, that's moving from one person to the next, one individual to the next, and you don't mess up your cycle, your timeline, because I am, oh, Jesus, my God. awoken blessing. I'm finna get ready to go now. The Bible says, for the one on number 8, the 8th birth, it says, for the one who sown by God in his own flesh will do what? He will, my God, he will reap, or he will reap from his flesh. He will reap what? Corruption from his flesh. But the one who sown to the Spirit will also, my God, return alive. Can I got the close right here, y'all? And Pastor finna say, see y'all later. My God, in this scripture, when it begins to declare, be not deceived, God is not marked. My God, I got the sow things in the Spirit in this season right here. It doesn't matter what you come to me. It doesn't matter what you say to me. Amen. I need to check it out. I need to open it up. I need to look at it before I make any moves on it. Because why? I want to reap internally. What are you saying? I want to reap internal peace. I want to reap internal happiness. I want to reap internal prosperity. Everything in my life. I've just somebody walk around in their living room, begin to touch your couch. My God, we're going to be internal blessing. If I got to switch you out for upgrade, baby, thank you for the time of the service that you gave me for that season. My God, but I'm moving for not something that is decreased, but I'm moving into increase in my life. Is there anybody this season that's going to tell, my God, their self, going to boast within their self, I paid a price, I walked through the mud, I went through the valley, I walked through the graveyard, I've been through the famine, I've been through the drought. Now this season in my life, I know the path, I'm walking down the path. God is not marked, my God Almighty, and I refuse to be deceived. I'm walking into my blessing. Hallelujah. I got to go now, y'all. I'm walking into my blessing. And I refuse to be deceived. This season, we need to be, watch our movement on things that sounds good, look good, sounds like it's not right, or don't feel like it's not right. What I mean is you don't reject it. You look into it. Even if you're looking to it, it means I need to just wait and see and make sure that this is of God. Grace is going to be there. But your hard work, the enemy wants you to walk away from the seeds that you don't bring into your life. Your hard work, the enemy wants you to cut it off. Be not deceived, because God is not mocked. Many of you, you're reaping your reaping season right now. But don't be deceived, because God got greater coming. And don't get caught up in the deception of the enemy. You got to be a person to like, well, I know it sounds good, but I'm going to be skeptical. I'm going to have my skepticism about that. And I just want to check out. Sometimes I got to wait and make sure it's because I'm not going to allow the enemy to corrupt the grounds where I'm blessed. Because the blessings don't only tie to me. It ties to my family. It ties to the other individuals that is connected to me. It's because it got a many more connection that I'm looking out for. It's just not only me, but we have others that it's a circulation that is happening in my life, a chain reaction that is happening. Because it's my season, it's your season to be blessed and to walk into his miracles. Hallelujah. I hope many of you are blessed, my God. We could drive that down a little bit deeper, but I think this was just great what the Lord there gave us this morning. It is strategy and it is wisdom.
A lot of times the enemy, that's how he, his slick and cunning ways, that's how he's able to maneuver over saints' life. He loved to take the tools of the individual, the teachings of saints, and use it against them. That's why he has a lot of success rates, or a lot of rates to where he's successful in the body of Christ or in the church. And it's not because he's somebody that is just that clever, just that powerful. No, strategies. He loved to use that strategies because he knows the saints of God. He began to speak something. He know immediately you're going to reject it and knock it down. Well, that is the true thing that we need to do, but also he's a strategy. And also we need to just check some things out and make sure that what he's saying, he's trying to make us do that because he's really trying to make us fall into the opposite or make us fall into what he's trying to set us up. The enemy trying to set many people up, but we too wise and God is ahead. God have us ahead of the serpent. And my God, I'm turning this music off. My God, as I said that, the Holy Ghost just showed me a vision, and he took me into a vision just so suddenly, real quick. I see these individuals. I see these individuals in the spirit. I see some papers that you're going to sign, and you're at a table. I see some individuals. I see papers of loan, and I see papers of housing. I see papers of different things making a deal. I see these papers are making a deal. You're going to sign into this contract. Before you sign into this contract, the Holy Ghost says you need to read the fine print. You need to read the underlying issue, because the underlying issue is going to have you in financial debt and going to have you into a financial trap. I see this individual, these papers that you're going to get ready to sign, or you're considering this sign. God said you need to look more into the papers. You need to look more into this deal. You need to look more into it, because God said it's a trap. He said, trust me, I will have you, and I will have your back. Hallelujah. Amen. We just thank God for the glory. And my God, and he never comes in to interrupt. He comes in to send a message. Amen. For whoever that was for, please take heed. Please, whatever paperwork you get or whatever deals you're going to make or whatever you're going to walk into, make sure you take home and read the underlying issue. Never allow anybody to force you or push you on a sense of urgency to do something that you didn't have time to sift through or look through. Never allow individuals to make you do that. Amen. Let's walk with, or yourself, let's walk in wisdom. Amen. Say so, God, we just thank God for what he is doing, and we just thank God every day that God is good and his mercy endures forever. And we just thank God for each and every one of you for tuning in. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. And understand that. Enemy use strategies, but God always download into us. And there's nothing wrong, and that's how we live our life anyways with my family. There's nothing wrong of being hesitant about different things. Even a thing that looks like it's a blessing is not a blessing. We should learn that through the fasting that Jesus did for 40 days and 40 nights. And the Bible said, then the tempter came. And one of the things that he shared with him, he said, listen, I give you all this. You just bow down and worship me. He was deceiving the Lord. He tried to deceive Jesus. Do not fall into that trap. He would gave them to him, but guess what? Jesus gave him something that he wanted. He wanted to be over. Amen? So let's not be deceived. God bless you all. Please tune back in tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. We're going to keep moving in the Holy Ghost. Thank God for all of you. And we say peace and be not deceived. Let's keep walking into our blessing. God bless you. To read what I